AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Immigrants are disappointed in a Texas judge's ruling that puts on hold the president's plan to protect millions of people living in the U.S. illegally from deportation. But the Obama administration is confident the decision can be reversed on appeal.
The president says he's convinced he's well within his authority in issuing orders to shield up to 5 million immigrants from deportation.
I think the law is on our side and history is on our side. And we are going to appeal it.
But for now, he tells reporters, the administration won't accept applications for his program as it was planning to start doing this week. However, Obama says he knows it's wrong to arbitrarily tear mothers away from their immigrant children and deport them when they've been minding their own business and contributing to their communities. Mark Smith at the White House.
Vice President Biden says the U.S. must ensure that immigrants are fully included in the fabric of American society to prevent violent ideologies from taking root at home.
Societies have to provide an affirmative alternative for immigrant communities, a sense of opportunity, a sense of belonging, and that discredits the terrorist appeal to fear, isolation, hatred, resentment.
The vice president made his remarks as he opened a three-day White House summit on countering extremism. Fires are still burning from that oil train carrying more than 3 million gallons of crude oil that derailed in a snowstorm in West Virginia. Snow and ice are creating problems for folks along the East Coast. Thomas Costello says his neighborhood was hard hit in Cumming, Georgia.
I had a walk-in because all the trees in our neighborhood are down. There's no power. Hadn't power since 5:30 yesterday. Bad ice storm, probably the worst they've had in, I think, 50 or 20 years.
Folks in North Carolina are also without power. This is AP Radio News. Investigations into a police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri are drawing to an end.
The shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown prompted a pair of federal investigations, one into whether there were civil rights violations, the other into the practices of the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. Attorney General Eric Holder told a National Press Club audience he is satisfied with the progress of those investigations, and announcements are likely forthcoming.
I think I'm going to be able to make those calls before I leave office.
Just when that will be remains unclear. A vote on confirming Loretta Lynch to succeed Holder won't come until next month. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter's first day on the job included an Oval Office meeting with the boss.
He is hitting the ground running, having already spent a lot of time in this administration and in the Pentagon. So I want to thank the Senate for confirming him almost unanimously.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.